Frank. I am trying to balance your books, but I can't find your petty cash receipts anywhere.
Oh, honey. Yeah. They're right here.
Is this supposed to be a receipt?
Oh, yeah. You know, I got this banana at the fruit stand the other day, and they didn't have receipts, so I wrote it here on the peel. It's a banana, 39 cents.
Well, at least it wasn't a burrito.
Hey, Uncle Frank.
Hi.
Hey, girl. You remember my buddy Slasher, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, usually I have trouble putting a name with a face, but yours just go together.
Well, sort of like peaches and cream, huh?
Yeah, hi, Slasher.
Oh, how you doing? Yeah. And this is his beguiling wife, Debbie.
Hi.
You're married to Slasher.
5 years, and we're still on our honeymoon.
And this little dude's a fruit of their loom. He's a biker baby. Guess what? His name is Harley. Gotta love that.
Oh, he is so cute. Oh.
Is that a tattoo?
Yep. Did it myself. It's my gig.
You tattoo babies?
Oh, no, it's just a rub-on. Slasher owns a company that makes temporary tattoos.
You mean people actually pay money to rub those little tattoos on their bodies?
Yeah, go figure. I mean, we did 3 million worldwide last year. You know, Slasher and Debbie wanted to leave town this weekend and leave the little dude with his Uncle Codeman.
Well, of course it's okay.
That 3 million, is that gross or net?
Units. They sell for $5 a piece.
That's $15 million.
Yeah, not bad for a dude who's 2 toes shy of a full set. Go ahead, show him, Slasher.
Break him out.
Well, maybe next time, because we got to catch a plane.
Yeah, we better hurry, sweetie. You know how that plate in your head always sets off the metal detector.
Thank you, Pumpkin.
Come on, let's go wave bye-bye to Mommy and Daddy.
Bye.
Bye. Carol, I don't get it. I mean, I'm busting my hump here to try and make ends meet, and that guy's got 8 toes, a plate in his head, and he's worth $15 million. Where did I go wrong?
Maybe it starts with your bookkeeping system.
I'm not gonna believe what happened at school today.
You dissected a frog and found out it had a bigger brain than you?
No, Barky. Our English teacher expects us to read a book, then write a 5-page report on it over the weekend.
You mean she just sprung this on you at the last second?
Well, she claims she gave it to us a month ago. But it's not fair to assign work when people are sleeping in class.
And she definitely knew we were sleeping. She was the one who woke us up.
We have to pick one from this list. Catcher in the Rye, Animal Farm, The Old Man and the Sea. I mean, there's like 20 books on this list, and not one of them is available at the video store.
Gee, those are great books. I've written reports on almost all of them.
Oh, really? Little man. How about you let me take a look at one of those papers?
What do you mean by take a look?
Turn it in with my name on it.
Sorry, JT, you're gonna have to write your own report. But I'd be happy to critique it.
Shut up, Poindexter. Come on, Doug, let's go torture ourselves and read.
Wow, a whole book. This is the most reading JT's done since that kitty menu at the Pancake House.
Oh, he didn't read that. He just colored in the clown.
Book reports. Man, this bites.
Yeah. I can't believe we have to waste a weekend writing a bogus report when this perfectly good one's right there in your stepbrother's computer.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Holly Herman in a leotard on a cold day.
I'm not thinking about Holly Herman. At least I wasn't. We don't need to get Mark's permission. We can steal him right out of his computer. Watch the door.
Hello, Mark. Thanks for turning me on.
What is that?
It's Mark's special friend. It's as close as he's ever gonna get to a woman. Here they are. Wow! He's got reports from at least 10 books on our list.
All right. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Kathy Blair in a short skirt on a windy day?
No, that's not what I'm thinking. Wait a minute, what was I thinking? Oh, yeah. You could steal a bunch of papers from your brother's computer and sell them to the rest of the guys in our class.
Man, you're a genius.
So are you.
I know. Now, how do you print?
Yes, you are so cute. Yes, you are.
Yes.
Where's Harley?
Where's Harley?
There he is. Yes.
Oh.
Carol?
Yeah?
When your kids were babies, did you talk to them like that?
Oh, all the time.
No wonder they're all screwed up.
Did you listen to her? She comes from a dysfunctional family.
Hey, Carol. Uh-huh. I'm having a little trouble with these feeding instructions Debbie left me. Can you read her handwriting?
Sure. Heat milk to room temperature and be sure to boil nipples.
Dude.
Not your nipples, the rubber nipples.
Oh, yeah. Wow, glad I asked. Okay, little brother, you want to go upstairs and take a bath?
Do you want me to help you with that, Cody? I mean, it's kind of tricky giving a baby a bath.
Well, how tricky can a bath be? I'll just strap him to the back of my motorcycle and run him through the car wash.
You're kidding, right?
Of course, I'm kidding. Oh. Like, I'm really gonna ride my motorcycle through a car wash. Learned my lesson the first time. All right, little buddy, you hang out here with Carol, and I'll go get your bath water ready, okay? Okay.
Oh, Cody, make sure the water's warm, but not too warm, because baby skin is very sensitive. And when you shampoo his hair, make sure that you don't get so...
Chill. God, you know, it's not like I don't have any experience with this sort of thing. Used to be a baby myself.
Oh, honey, look. I've been down at the office running some numbers, and check this out. The way I got it figured, the slasher guy makes about $9,000 an hour. You know what this means?
Forget about the money. Come look at this little guy. Is he the happiest little baby you have ever seen?
Yeah, well, I'd be happy, too, if my old man was worth 15 million bucks.
Oh, you know, Frank, having a baby around, it just makes me kind of...
Don't say it.
Well, I was just thinking.
No, don't even think.
Oh. Well, it's not that crazy. I mean, maybe you and I could have a baby.
Oh, well, there you go. You said it. Now it might happen.
Oh, come on. Haven't you ever dreamed of having another child?
Carol, we have 6 kids. I don't want more. I want less. I'd trade any 2 of them in on a good set of golf clubs.
Well, I dare you to hold little Harley and you tell me if you wouldn't want to have another baby, okay?
Honey,
come on, take him. Oh, don't whine. Here, take him.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
Well, honey, I can honestly say that I do not want another baby.
Why not?
Because this one treats me the same way that your kids treat me.
Dana, can I wear your pearl earrings tonight?
I have a date.
Sure. Who are you going out with?
Brad Farmer, the captain of the football team.
I thought he canceled because he had a book report due.
Didn't you hear the good news? JT stole some papers from Mark and is going to sell them to the guys on the football team tomorrow.
Wait a minute. He stole them and he's selling them to people?
Yeah. Hey, you like my new lip gloss? It's called Cherry Cha-Cha.
Karen, doesn't it bother you what JT did?
Dana, whenever something happens, I ask myself one question. How does this affect me, Karen Foster? In this case, it's a good thing. I get to go on my date with Brad, a very cute guy with exceptional hair.
Karen, did it ever occur to you that there are other people in this world?
Yes. But what does it have to do with me?
Hello, Mark. Thanks for turning me on.
My pleasure, Charlene.
You know all the right buttons to push.
Well, what can I say? It's a gift. Oh, man, get a life.
Mark, I've got to talk to you. JT stole some of your book reports, and he's planning on selling them to the football team tomorrow.
He broke into my computer?
If he hasn't sold them yet, maybe they're still here.
Try the third drawer on the left. That's where he hides his Victoria's Secret catalog.
What do we have here? Book reports. The Old Man in the Sea by Brad Farmer. Animal Farm by Ed Too Tall Covington.
I'm gonna tell Mom.
Mark, I'm surprised at you. Why would you want to get JT in trouble with Mom, who would only punish him, when you could get him in trouble with the football team, who would kill him?
Dana, you're evil, twisted, and sick. I could learn a lot from you.
What's this? Animal Farm. By Ed Too Tall Covington. Old MacDonald had an animal farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Last week, Frank Lambert, ordinary construction worker. This week, he's putting for the Masters. And $15 million. What can I do for you boys?
We're here to see JT.
Ah, gee, well, he's not here. Can I take a message?
Sure, if you wouldn't mind. Let him know we'd like our money back. Otherwise, we're going to have to crush his skull. Here's your paper.
Oh, thanks. wait a minute. Guys, come in here a second. Come here. What exactly do you mean you're going to crush my son's skull?
He sold us some bogus book reports. Said they're written by his genius stepbrother. Look at that.
The Grapes of Wrath. Ernest and Julio Wrath started their winery in 18...
I may have taken a couple shots to the head, but even I know that's not right.
Yeah, well, listen, guys, I'm sorry my son ripped you off, and I promise you, you'll get your money back. But I will take care of disciplining JT.
Are you sure? I mean, we'd be glad to crush his skull. It only takes a second.
Well, that's a very generous offer, but that I don't want to kill him. I just want to teach him a lesson.
Well, can we at least scare him a little? I mean, I hate to think we came all the way over here for nothing.
Scare him? Now that's a good idea. You guys sit down, boys. Let's talk this over.
Dad, I'm going to the park to shoot some hoops.
Wait a minute, JT. Yeah. Sit down for a second. We never talk.
I thought that's the way you liked it.
Oh, I wonder who that could be. Would you get that for me?
Sure, Dad.
Hey, guys, what's up?
You, we're gonna kill you.
Huh?
Wait a minute. Now, put my son down. Now, what is going on here?
Yeah, read this.
Hey, I didn't give you that. I sold you good book reports.
You sold them book reports?
Yeah, he said he stole them from a smart guy, but they stink.
Yeah, if I turn that junk in, I'm gonna flunk English. Again.
That's why we're gonna hang him from a tree and beat him like a piñata.
Wait a minute. Nobody's doing anything until we talk this through. Let me see. You gave JT your money for some good book reports, and he gave you bad ones. So JT's got your money, and you're gonna flunk. Sounds like piñata time to me.
Dad! Dad, help me! Help me, please! I'm your son!
You'll always be my son. I'll come to the hospital.
Dad! Please, I'm begging you, help me!
All right, wait a second, guys. This is crazy. Gee, no sense wasting these. His brother can grow into him.
Dad, please, I'll do anything. I'll be good. I'll be real good. Please, don't let him hurt me.
Okay. Guys, put him down.
That was really cool, Mr. Lambert. Most fathers wouldn't let us torture their kids that long. Thanks a lot. See you, JT.
This was your idea?
Well, me and Too Tall. Come on, JT. Let's talk about your punishment.
I know. I'm grounded for a month.
I was only going to say for a week, but have it your way.
Man, how could this happen?
Hi, we're home.
You switched the papers.
Me? I had nothing to do with changing those book reports. Coming, Karen. Freeze, Blondie. What's going on?
Well, JT stole some of Mark's book reports and sold them to the football team. But first, someone very clever rewrote them very badly.
Mark's clever.
Clever with a mean streak.
That would be me. Well, Dana, I have an idea. A really good idea. You are going to help JT write that book report. Now I know where I get that mean streak.
All right. Let's get it over with, fish face.
Don't rush me, dog breath.
Move your bony little butt.
Eat worms.
Make me.
Grow thumbs, ape boy.
I think I know which two to trade for the golf clubs.
Well, Harley, looks like we timed it out pretty good. Your folks will be here any second, and you're on your last diaper. Oh, hey, there we go. The parental units are here. Hey.
Hi, Cody. Oh, there's my sweet little angel.
Hi, Junior. Did you miss me? We were pretty busy while you were away. You know what? He learned his first word today.
His first word? He's only 9 months old. Slash, our baby is a genius.
Well, I guess the acorn doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, Harley. Come on, tell us your word. Is it mama?
Dad,